This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is Ubo Sothla.
There's a monster in my podcast.
It sure is.
Yeah. So this is a big amoeba boy who feels like it was a little bit like wedged in to spaces that didn't actually exist in the mythos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of like just throwing him onto like it's said that he's the brother of Azathoth.
Yeah.
You know, there's some mythos nepotism going on with this from Clark Ashton Smith.
Yes. Yeah. And like at the end, it does a little bit of like a hand wave on this saying like, yeah, all of these stories about like Ubo Sothla and Azathoth, like causing the earth to shift out of its original dimension. And then the elder gods were punished them by taking away their intellect. Like they say, oh, like all the story is probably like allegorical or romanticized, but like it still has a little bit of that Durleth stink of like bringing like morality, you know, basically trying to make them into Greek gods more than anything. When yeah. Azathoth is interesting specifically because he is the nuclear sultan at the big, at the center idiot. Of everything. Yeah.
Yeah. The nuclear idiot, like the nuclear idiot from Chernobyl.
Yeah.
I love the idea that it, they say it might be an allegory.
Right.
Cause I'm thinking about like what an allegory is for the elder gods stripping Ubo Sothla and Azathoth of their intellect. that's just a metaphor.
Yeah.
You know, what's the lesson for that? Like, yeah. No lesson.
Don't accidentally phase Earth. Yeah.
yeah. Be careful with the Earth.
Uh-huh. Cause
if you phase it into another dimension, the elder gods are going to come make you an idiot, all powerful creature.
Oh, you mean the elder gods who aren't really around anymore? Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Very confused by the moralizing.
Yeah.
Of this, the big thing I thought of this, the big thing I took from it is the fact that he produces 1d10 offspring per round.
Oh God.
Which is got to be extremely painful because that's giving birth to 1d10 babies for every. I think in Call of Cthulhu it's maybe a minute.
Okay.
Is a round.
Yeah, so just a constant barrage of fecundity.
Yeah, like a 2006 Flash game. You know, just you know, baby Gatling gun. You know, the from Newgrounds, like it just you know a vagina that shoots babies at like intense speeds.
Yeah, well, I like the way that I read it, you know, because he is amoebic. I just read it as like smaller things pinching off of him. Also,
sure.
Like it's what 1d10 offspring per round. He's size 300. Like this thing probably loses babies. You know, let's lose babies. Like I let loose skin cells.
Yeah, I was gonna say like in a way like we basically let loose brood of Gary and brood of Cole.
Yeah,
probably at a rate that's even higher than that.
Oh yeah, well, no, we dwarf this thing. Who's the real monster?
That's probably why I'm in constant pain.
Ooh,
it's the pain okay. of childbirth. As a man, yeah. I finally understand.
That's yeah. Huh. Yeah. Wow. All of a sudden, huh? Puts everything in perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah. Of course, men can have babies and such. You know.
Yes. Yeah.
You know. I know.
It was an old joke construction. Don't.
Yes.
Still, please don't hold it against us.
It was one of the old one joke constructions.
I like well, that.
I
also,
like old one joke construction, like they build you houses that fall down.
And then, they build what looks like a house, but when you go into it, it's like the set of a Buster Keaton film.
Yeah,
like yeah.
You go in, or they're like, there's the toilets on the ceiling or whatever. Like, you know, everything looks normal except it's like the hurricane house.
Yeah, have you ever tried carrying a toilet up a bunch of stairs?
that toilet in the kitchen is very haunting. I once there was a house that had that.
Oh yeah,
that I looked at a listing for in DeKalb. Once because it was like a industrial space that got converted
okay.
into a living space.
Yeah,
so there was just like all the room with everything with plumbing was all one room, so like there was a shower, a toilet, and then like a kitchen sink and a fridge.
Oh,
all
shit.
Within maybe 8 feet of each other.
Yeah, an just aerosol like, oh, nightmare man. Yeah.
Just like a wild idea, like the idea of getting something out of the fridge while I piss you know is very scary.
Yeah.
That's Lovecraftian right there.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.